Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of Liberty State, in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but moving to action, and about the difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. Jeremiah 17:7 through 8 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit." Let's take a moment here. If you're driving and you can pull over, let's take a moment here and just pray again, lifting our country up. Just so much going on right now, and just really disturbing things coming out of certain particular areas. And so let's do that. You're gonna really want to take notes today. Jerome Corsi, famous journalist, author. The guy who started Corsi Nation is going to be on here in a little bit, so you want to be prepared for that as well. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for putting us in this time. We thank you for our country. We thank you for our president. We pray for the protection of our president. We pray for the protection of our country. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem right now. Lord, we ask that you would guide and direct our steps in this time, that you would remove any fear, replace it with your peace. And Lord, give us the boldness to call out our friends and neighbors who are walking down a wrong path, especially walking down a path that is coddling and affirming the Marxists that are trying to destroy this country and that are trying to attack your kingdom, Lord. And we just ask that you would do these things and make us warriors in this day, spiritual warriors, for you and your kingdom, for your glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. So, Ephesians 1:3. I want to talk about this briefly. "Blessed be the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him." So Jesus wants us to be holy and blameless in this time. He's actually rooting for us. But he goes on in verse 10 to say this, "With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on earth." This goes against all those folks right now that are trying to say that God's not trying to rule in this world either. Then it continues, "In him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will." We exist to fulfill his purpose in this time. But do not mistake it that his power and authority is for his purpose, not our prosperity. Now, if we're in him, he is going to prosper us according to his definition of prosperity, not our definition, our worldly definition of prosperity. And right now, a lot of folks are having a problem kind of grasping this idea. And sometimes it's hard to grasp sometimes. Sometimes it is difficult because so many bad things are happening in the world. How could something be prosperous? Well, according to him, preaching the gospel, making disciples, if we're doing those things, we're showing tangible love to our neighbors beyond the four walls of the church. So be it, right? That's what it means. That's what it means. Think about this. He wants us to fulfill his purpose. And when we do that, that is prosperity in his perspective. And that means doing the things he's commanded us to do. Now, a lot of folks think that maybe shouldn't be that way, that Jesus doesn't really care about what's happening on the earth. And it actually is a form of deism to try to say, oh, don't worry about it. God's sovereign. Nothing we can do about it. Nothing we can do. So he doesn't really care? He's already done, he's already planned it. It's not what we're supposed to be doing this time. It's supposed to be co-laboring. We're co-heirs, as I just read. That's what's supposed to be happening. Grasp this concept, and God's going to change the world through Christianity. All right. From the international front, this is your daily intelligence briefing. Very interesting. New U.S. sanctions against Bashar Assad and his wife in Syria. Iran, and this is coming to us from Deb Kafile, tests more cruise missiles in the Middle East. But most importantly, let's talk about what's happening with Turkey. Now, we've been talking about it on the show, but it hasn't really been carried by the mainstream media. And Deb Kafile does a great job laying this out. Turkey has been involved in Libya and has been involved in Syria. And now Turkey is expanding to another front. He is actually, again, partnering with the Muslim Brotherhood to go into Yemen and break up the coalition fighting the Houthi insurgency there in Yemen. And by the way, once again, that's fighting against Saudi Arabia and their proxies. So once again, we have this clash of Saudi Arabia and Turkey in the Middle East. And if you don't understand that clash, you're not going to understand what's happening in the Middle East. A quick refresher. Jordan, or the Hashemite kingdom, actually had the caretakership over Mecca and Medina. They were kicked out by the Saudis over a century ago. And this is right around the time that the caliphate was abolished in 1924. So it's kind of the same few generations this all occurred. Caliphate is abolished in 1924 by Kemal Ataturk in Turkey. And Turkey became a secular nation until Recep Erdogan came to power. Now, Recep Erdogan was part of a secret society which was dedicated to the reestablishment of the caliphate. He is aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is effectively declaring him a caliph, the next caliph. And so now Turkey, which was the caliphate at one time, wants to reclaim that title. Saudi Arabia says, no, they're the big guy in the Middle East, and you have the confrontation that we have right now. And if you don't know about any of that stuff, you can find it on understandingthethreat.com, and you can find it on the Clarion Project as well. There's a couple great videos there by Ryan Marl that talk about this. Okay, so what is building in the Middle East is a clash ultimately between Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Now, Iran is still in play, but Iran is siding with Turkey, okay? Even though they are Shia, Turkey is Sunni, they're siding for the purpose of, hey, let's side against the bigger enemy now, and then we'll fight it out afterwards. It's interesting that the Russians have called off their meeting. The foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, called off his meeting with his Turkish counterpart here recently. And cited a rescheduling of the meeting contingent on Turkey stopping what it's doing in the Middle East, and particularly in Yemen. Interesting how this is all shaping up, isn't it? All right, also on the national front, we're going to go back to somebody that's been completely forgotten about. Interestingly enough, until now, Jeffrey Epstein. Coming to us from the New American, a new book that has been published called Epstein, Dead Men Tell No Lies, or Tell No Tales, excuse me. Dead Men Tell No Tales. The authors, Dylan Howard, Melissa Cronin, and James Robertson, take a very close look, interestingly, at Epstein's intelligence ties, particularly to the Mossad, the Israeli National Intelligence Agency. Quote, there is a much bigger story than the world has ever known and is continually being ignored or glossed over in much of the new reporting about Epstein, end quote. And apparently, they're making the claim, again, quote, the conclusion of our reporting is clear. Epstein was a spy running a complex intelligence operation for the purpose of blackmailing powerful individuals and politicians in the United States and abroad. But for whom? Question mark. End quotation. Now, we've been hearing about this, kind of rumors about this for a while, but this new book is kind of laying it out there, making the claim that Epstein was a spy. And was a spy that was part of a very sophisticated blackmail network, particularly aimed at U.S. politicians. Interesting. Could that be why nothing's happening? But it also brings up another thing, too, that in politics, they try to do this to people. It's intentional stuff where they try to corrupt people and then hold it over their heads for later at the exact right moment when they have to, I don't know, rule on a Supreme Court case or vote a certain way. That's really the bigger story here, I think. And I'll leave you with one last quote from the article. Quote, Epstein's role as a blackmail operative for intelligence would explain why he got a favorable plea deal in 2007 from Alexander Acosta, who recounted, this is another quote inside the quote, I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. End quote of everything. It's also interesting that Epstein was connected to other elite groups such as the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission as well, which we've talked about on this show before. So I'm guessing that the story on this is far, far from over. And we're going to see more come out on this. I'm going to jump back to the international front very briefly. Inflation in Venezuela is at 400% for the year. And as sanctions have been ratcheted up again, they're having increased pressure there in Venezuela from the Trump administration to eliminate all commercial oil businesses between the two totalitarian countries, and that being Venezuela and Iran, without starting a war with either of them. The fact of the matter is, 400% inflation cannot continue to exist. Also on the international front, jumping back there for a second. Now, I talked about briefly the Straits of Malacca. It's a key choke point off of Indonesia, where most Chinese oil comes through. And the Chinese are very upset about that. And there's a great book written about this called Prisoners of Geography, written by Tim Marshall. It goes through all of this stuff. Why the United States is great geographically, why that has happened. And then why China is vulnerable. Well, one of the things that China tried to do to alleviate that vulnerability was to build a Belt and Road network over the Himalayan mountains and then down through the Kashmir region, which is claimed by India, and down through Pakistan to ports in Pakistan. Well, last summer, India moved several hundred thousand troops into that region. And as I was talking about, it was very likely there's going to be a flashpoint in the future. Well, that flashpoint finally happened this week. It happened between China and India, right there in that region. I believe it's pronounced the Galwan Valley. Army intelligence believes 35 Chinese troops were killed in the conflict, which took place in that valley. And it looks like some Indian troops, 20 Indian troops, may have been killed as well. And it's unclear exactly what the casualty rates are, but it's very clear that there was a battle that occurred there. And here's an interesting part of the article, again, coming to us from the New American. Quote, these worries have been fueled by infrastructure building near Aksai Chin. The Chinese normally did most of the building, but recently India has ramped up infrastructure building on its side of the border. End quote. So there clearly is an infrastructure issue there for China, and this is probably going to come to a head even worse in the future. And the casualty, again, from the article, the casualty rates appear to be much higher than originally thought. So we don't even know right now for sure. All right, back to the national front. Bye-bye, Mrs. Butterworth. The great pantry purge of 2020 continues, again, coming to us from the New American. I love that title. So after Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben were run out of the kitchen, next on the high priority list was Mrs. Butterworth. You cannot make this stuff up. Apparently the Mrs. Butterworth brand is going to be done away with because of the pressure from Black Lives Matter. When I was a kid, I loved Mrs. Butterworth. It was awesome. And they had the commercial where the syrup ran real slow down the pancake. It's fantastic. This is insanity, everybody. Insanity. Purging food because... And I'm going to take a step back. The Marxists want this to be insane. They actually make fun of people because they ban stuff like this in their private meetings. They take great joy in doing the craziest, nuttiest, doesn't make any kind of sense thing, because what it does is it further creates and foments chaos. Unreal. All right, now, shifting gears also on the national front, Twitter and YouTube. Now, we knew this was happening, but InfoWars has got the article. We knew this was happening. But Twitter and YouTube are permitting the Communist Party to put out misinformation while aggressively censoring conservatives. Okay, so a party that is dedicated to the destruction of this country and the destruction of our Constitution is being permitted to broadcast misinformation on YouTube and Twitter, but conservatives are calling that out and standing on the Constitution, standing for freedom and liberty. They're the ones being censored. Do you see what's going on now? And I believe this is going to prompt Trump to finally act on what he's talked about, that some of these organizations quite literally are becoming arms of these violent organizations, either through covering it up, minimizing it, or even failing to report wholesale, are aiding and abetting some of these organizations that are tied directly to foreign countries who want the United States to go down. This is unreal. Man, you know, I think that we need to just take a step back and say this is not what freedom was supposed to look like. When these organizations are becoming the arm of a foreign adversarial country, that's totally different than the past. Project Veritas is claiming that Facebook has a secretive diversity board that is on a need-to-know basis within the company. Again, InfoWars doing a great job. Also, on the regional front, it looks like they are rebranding the autonomous zone on Capitol Hill because they were losing the information war there. They're now calling it CHOP. It's just a protest. Don't worry about it. Just a protest occupying land. But wait a minute. How come the media is not saying that it's wrong? I'm scared, quote unquote, Seattle residents living near this autonomous zone are saying, because there's crime going on there. And I'm going to tell you, sources inside law enforcement are so fed up with this because they're effectively being thrown to the wolves over there. There are first-person accounts coming from National Guardsmen that were there in Seattle and other people that clearly show there is rioting, there is looting, there is graffiti and the destruction of property in that way. Rapes are happening according to some of the reports coming out of there. I mean, it's just... And they're trying to pretend it's not real. I have a report out of downtown Olympia, our state capital. Shops and stuff boarded up in downtown Olympia, graffiti everywhere, garbage all over the street. Looks like a third world country was what somebody was implying to me. This stuff is real, folks, and we need to understand that. We also need to understand that police officers aren't just going to take this forever, and we're already hearing multiple reports of Atlanta police officers either walking off the job or calling in sick. They call that the blue flu. And this is exactly what the Marxists want. They want the police to walk away, and then chaos ensues. And then they come riding in with more restrictions and socialism and everything. This is a pattern they have used in virtually every communist country. They release prisoners first so that the people without morals get out into the society. And that starts to gin up a little bit of chaos. And they have flashpoints and protests and everything. And all of a sudden, everything's been being looted and... And then they say, oh, no, it's just peaceful protesters. And then they have the spin on it and the slant. And the fact of the matter is that we can't stand for this. We cannot stand for this. Law and order in America is critical to the rule of law. Absolutely critical. So take a look at this stuff that's going on out there and get your friends and family. And if your friends and family say, oh, it's just not true, just show them the videos and the pictures. It's clearly true. Then they have to deal with it and stop lying about it. One of the other things I want to bring up, too, very quickly, is I'm also hearing from police officers here in Washington State who are beginning to leave their jobs. And there's a lot of reports of this, actually. They're beginning to leave their jobs. They're beginning to find excuses not to come to work or to, you know, do as little as possible, not putting themselves in danger because of the way they're being treated right now. From one of these reports, it's really interesting that they basically said that they have been left to the wolves by the leaders on the west side of the state. Also, very interestingly, apparently this so-called SoundCloud rapper warlord that is running this Capitol Hill autonomous zone is driving an expensive car and has been on the police's radar for some time. Also, some of the tactics that I've mentioned in the Urban Guerrilla Manual, so this is the mini manual for the Urban Guerrilla by Carlos Marighella, are now being used on the streets there too. And some of these are, you know, and it's not just rocks or anything that they're throwing. They're throwing cinder blocks and doing some other stuff with nails and other edged weapons. Look, we all know that this is a critical era in our history as a country and in the history of freedom and liberty. And people all over the world are looking to what we're going to do here in this area of the United States. And are we going to stand up? And the folks in Coeur d'Alene stood up. And what happened? Nothing. Antifa tucked tail and ran. Black Lives Matter tucked tail and ran. But we cannot continue to coddle Marxist organizations tied directly to foreign countries who want to destroy the United States. They need to be prosecuted. And if the federal government's not going to prosecute it, there need to be brave county prosecutors that are going to start prosecuting these guys and breaking up these rings and tracing the money back and then putting out warrants for those people's arrests as well. It's not that hard to trace money anymore, and it's very clear they're well-funded. It's very clear they're well-organized. And oh, by the way, still, under Washington state statute, communism is listed as a subversive organization. In fact, it might be time to reinstitute something that went away a while ago, and that is legislative committees on un-American activities or un-American activities that are trying to bring down the Constitution and destroy this country. Oh, no, McCarthy. Okay, go read the Venona transcripts, and then we can talk about McCarthy, okay? Because the fact of the matter is, he was far more accurate than the media reported because he had access to the Venona transcripts, which are the broken Soviet cables that proved there was high-level infiltration in the United States of America by communist agents. That is a historic fact. No one of any sort of repute can argue that. So now the question here in the United States is what's going to happen here in the next few months, and we're going to get to that here in a couple minutes. And that's a briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that attended the event on June 16th with Trevor Loudon. Very, very well attended. It was excellent. And we're going to continue to do these throughout the summer as well, so stay tuned for that. If you get a chance, go to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US, like the page, share it with your friends and family, and remember that Patriot Radio is also on iTunes and Podbean. Well, my guest today is Dr. Jerome Corsi. He has published over 25 books, seven of which are on the New York Times bestseller list. And his most recent book, Coup d'etat, Exposing the Deep State Treason and Plan to Reelect President Trump, was published just recently in March and is available also on audiobook and ebooks. And we'll get to that here in a second. He is a very widely respected investigative journalist, and he has been really at the forefront of most of the flashpoints of our time here, especially in the last decade. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. It's great to have you back on again.
My pleasure. Great to be back with you. Thank you very much.
Wow. In this time, so much is happening. I guess I want to start with, what are the dangers to President Trump? I mean, what are they going to continue to do over the summer, and how are they going to try to continue to undermine President Trump and freedom and liberty in general?
Well, it's going to be intense, and I've written an ebook on it. You go to CorsiNation.com, you'll see the ebook is called The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. You can order it right on the website and download it after you've purchased it. You get an email with a confirmation and a download. You can download it and read it, put it on your computer. So you can see how serious I am. And by the way, I'm told President Trump has read this book. And this is really outlines what I see as I'm putting the intelligence I have together, and I've been right on my prediction, unfortunately, for a couple of years now, but I'm saying what you have to look at is a concerted effort, an orchestrated, almost military precision takedown plan of Donald Trump and the deep state, whatever you want to call it, the bureaucrats in Washington, the Soros forces, forces of darkness in general, are now, they're determined to take out President Trump. And it goes back to, like, Russiagate, and that didn't work. So, you know, Mueller said there was no Russian collusion, so they go to Ukraine, and they have a actual trial in the Senate in February this year to impeach Donald Trump. So much has happened, it's hard to even remember that. Right. And then the news cycles get dominated. I mean, here then COVID-19 hits, and immediately the health authorities, who are also dark forces, Fauci never said anything that was right, but he got President Trump with false numbers. 2 million are going to die if you don't shut down the economy. So we immediately went into lockdown. We imposed all kinds of totalitarian social controls. We about destroyed the economy without anybody having to fire a shot. And then as COVID eases, we get these Ferguson syndromes going. And so now we've got, you know, a white officer in an altercation or arrest situation with a black, and black gets killed unarmed. And now then comes in Antifa, and they're thugs. They begin to burn and loot in cities, and Black Lives Matters follow. And then the military comes out in an orchestrated way and says, well, we don't think we can support Donald Trump because, you know, we want to support the rights of the peaceful protesters. I mean, it's shocking. What peaceful protesters? Antifa is a anarchist group that goes back to communists in Weimar Republic, Germany, in the 1920s, fighting the Nazis in the streets. And Black Lives Matter is a Maoist group. And then we get Bolton's book coming out, and now we've got the themes going that Donald Trump is mentally incompetent. It builds to where I'm saying they'll use the 25th Amendment to try to remove Donald Trump for mental incompetence. And they're going to continue to make it impossible for Donald Trump to win the election. They want to remove him, actually want to remove him from office by the 25th Amendment, so he's not even acting president at the time of the election. And this chaos is going to continue all summer. It's not going to slow down. It's not going to abate. And, you know, I'm saying things like expect, like they did in the Maidan Square uprisings in Ukraine. The next thing, we'll have some snipers, and they'll shoot a few Black Lives Matters. The snipers might even be hired by Soros. That's what happened in Maidan in Ukraine. And it'll be blamed on white supremacists. And can you imagine if the news cycle is that white supremacists are killing blacks and they're protesting their rights on Black Lives Matter? I mean, the chaos is not going to continue, and the mainstream media is in this narrative. And if you read this book, you know, the plan to remove Donald Trump from the presidency, you're going to see it's unfolding just like I wrote it. And I wrote that book, so if you understand you're watching a scripted play, we have a chance to defeat it.
I think that's exactly right. And I, you know, we need to talk like this. I've been actually talking with some former military folks that I served with. And this exact scenario, this idea where, you know, a Marxist could put on a MAGA hat and start shooting into crowds or even try to take a shot at Democrat leadership and then blame it on conservatives or Christians or patriots or whoever on the right. This could be another flashpoint that they use to continue throughout the rest of the summer. And it seems like as one flashpoint dies down there always happens to be a new one that they can glom onto and then continue running forward with that.
Well, and that's right. I mean, or they hire the Proud Boys or somebody that looks like the Proud Boys, a bunch of white thugs, and they fight their way into Occupy in Seattle and start fistfights and start shooting people. I mean, and again, blame it on white supremacists. That'll add fuel to this fire. I mean, that'll ignite the fire across the country. And the news media will have now another news cycle, and it'll be orchestrated. So, and the MSNBC and CNN, they get their talking points. They all are on the same themes. They begin interviewing people. Same thing with Bolton's book. I mean, now President Trump and the White House are trying to go to court to block the publication of the book. Well, Bolton's already out with excerpts on it. And he's published in the Wall Street Journal this excerpt today on the part about China. And the talking heads are already going on MSNBC. And, you know, even if you look at Drudge. I mean, just take a look at the headlines on Drudge, who's gone completely anti-Trump. He's gotten red letters, Bolton book bombshells. Trump asked Xi for re-election help. He'd okayed the concentration camps in China. And Pompeo, he said POTUS is full of it. And D.C. rocked. I mean, that's and all in red headlines all day long on Drudge. So this is the drumbeat to say all this will go away if you just get rid of Donald Trump. You know, just get rid of Donald. He's the problem. Just get rid of Donald Trump. And even the Supreme Court today, in the last two decisions, even, it looks like the entire Washington establishment has decided that Donald Trump has ruined their game, exposed them for the liars, the cheats, making money. You know, when I was a kid, my dad told me in New York, money will buy you power. In D.C., power will buy you money. And so all these guys are making it wealthy in D.C. on elected offices. They don't want, or they get in the bureaucracy, they get marry somebody, they play, you know, revolving chairs with the spouse and escalate themselves up the ladder. And then they go into the institutions and they become a fellow at the Brookings Institute or wherever, or on a board of a corporation. The generals leave the military and they go on the boards of all the Lockheed and all the military contractors. I mean, it's a big game. It has nothing to do with the American people. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. And meanwhile, they keep the abortion clinics open during the quarantine. Planned Parenthood is not, they get to operate, but just try to go to church. And, they, and these governors in these states will arrest you. And people say, oh, now we've got to have tracking. And oh, so now we're going to go to social control, tracking, and we spend trillions of dollars. Well, the currency is going to be debased, spending trillions of dollars. And, you know, here, the headline on Drudge changes. President whacked from within. Aides describe alarming contact. There you go. And so, now, I mean, let's ask yourselves a serious question. Who cares what John Bolton thinks?
Right.
John Bolton thought that, told us there was going to be weapons of mass destruction from Saddam Hussein. He wants to bomb every country he looks at. He's got a mustache that grows over his upper lip. He's wearing these, you know, squirrely glasses. And he doesn't like what President Trump did, or he doesn't like his style. It's like the Ukraine State Department said, President Trump didn't follow our interagency agreed-upon policy for Ukraine. Well, who says the State Department's in the Constitution? You don't have to follow their policy. Move the State Department to Death Valley, and by the way, send John Bolton a ticket to Qatar, because that's where he spent his time during the impeachment hearings, waiting to come out with his tell-all book and make millions of dollars. I mean, this thing stinks, but they've learned how to manage the news cycle, create constant chaos, and now they're going to paint Trump as incompetent, mentally deficient. That video, he can't hold a glass of water, and then they're going to try to invoke the 25th Amendment and have the military, even Biden is saying, if he doesn't accept the results of the election, the military will go in and arrest him and pull him out of the White House. Well, maybe they'll do that on the 25th Amendment. It certainly sounds like this military is insubordinate, not listening to the commander-in-chief. I'm not quite sure that Esper and Milley wouldn't go in and arrest Trump just to get him out of the White House.
Well, that's, I mean, this is really, I've heard these rumblings behind the scenes about the generals, you know, kind of coming together here in a month and just, I mean, really coming out all together. I know they've kind of done it piecemeal and just trying to pull this. Trump should fire everybody with a star then. If they aren't, you know, his job, he's elected by us so that he can start implementing policies because we want him to do that. We voted for him to do that. And these bureaucrats want to keep the policies they think is better, not what the people think. And I've seen this in our state legislature here in Washington, which is an absolute train wreck. Where do you think this is going to head with the generals, and what are you hearing?
Well, the generals were orchestrated too. You know, first Esper came out about, and I'm tweeting about this every day. This is day 13 or 14 since he went insubordinate and said, Well, I think maybe we ought to respect the protest rights of the demonstrators, Black Lives Matters. Well, the Insurrection Act does not leave it to Esper to make that decision. That's the president's sole judgment. And many presidents have called out the military in situations going back to 1807 when the bill was first enacted. And General Grant brought out the military to suppress the Ku Klux Klan and Reconstruction South. And secondly, the president's the commander-in-chief. Who cares what Esper thinks? He gets a direct order, he better follow it. Otherwise, he's going to get arrested for treason. This sounds like a mutiny to me. It sounds like an organized mutiny of the military. And then you get the next one that comes out is Mattis. Well, he's used to be in the administration. He says the same thing Esper did. I take the two statements there. They look like they were written by the same person. And then that's not good enough, so Milley comes in. Now we've gone someone who's in the military, someone who's used to be in the military, now someone who's in the military, Joint Chiefs, and he says the same thing the others do. And then the last one is General Kelly, who used to be Chief of Staff, and he says, well, you know, we better look at who we elect more carefully. And I say, ba-bing, that's it, right there. They're going after Trump being mentally incompetent. And it's going to be followed by Bolton, and they're going to amplify the theme. And we're going to hear now a month, Scaramucci is going to come out and say it. All these disgruntled former fired people from the White House are going to come forward and say, Trump is scattered. He's loose. He makes things up on the cuff. Who cares? They don't understand Trump's management style, and they didn't get elected president. Who cares what John Bolton says? These generals, in fact, the military, ex-military, have all coordinated this, and there's a drum roll going in the military, which is saying they're not necessarily going to follow the orders of this particular commander-in-chief. I'm telling you, we have a coup d'etat going on. I wrote a hardcover book on it. That was the Russian coup, and now this e-book carries it forward. And I'm telling you, the plan to remove Trump from office is going to continue right through the remainder of this year. And they're going to try to, even if there is a vote in November, they're going to try to have it by mail, saying COVID-20, which looks to me like it's already broken out, and Beijing will hit. It'll be a more deadly disease, and we'll be thrown back into quarantine. I mean, this is absolute chaos, and it's orchestrated, it's planned, and it's designed to complete Obama's fundamental transformation of the United States into a Marxist nation, and they've even got Biden ready to go. And Biden is about going in. It looks like he's going into senior, one form or other, dementia. So that's okay. Kamala Harris will be vice president, and she'll run the country. She could never get elected, but she can be the communist vice president, and Biden will have a hard time remembering what he's doing anyway. They won't remove Biden. They'll let her continue, or they may remove Biden and dementia and let her be president.
So if you had the ear of President Trump right now, what would you tell him to do? What should he be doing right now? And also, what can we be doing and what should we be doing as Americans to help defend our republic?
Well, we've got to, first of all, realize what's going on. That's why I wrote this ebook. And you've got to, when you read it, Trump's read it. So first of all, he sees it. He understands that this is orchestrated. Number two, he's got to take certain steps, and he has. One of the things I recommended was start holding the rallies again. Let's get out there. Trump is doing that. He's going to go to Tulsa this weekend, even try to block that. You know, these Democratic governors aren't concerned about social distancing when Antifa and Black Lives Matters are pulling people in the streets, rioting, looting, burning, protesting, drawing yellow letters on the streets across from the White House, renaming squares. But if President Trump has a rally, they're saying, well, he's going to cause another wave of COVID. Hold the rally anyway and get out there and show that the people are behind him. I think the American people have got to rally behind the president and start pushing back against this communist agenda. Now, these Democratic governors have got to understand they're going to be defeated. They got to understand that, you know, we're going to take back the school boards and the city councils. We're going to run against them. We're going to start suing them. Even suing one of the doctors' associations has started suing the Federal Drug Administration for blocking hydroxychloroquine and zinc. I put up on my website, CorsiNation.com, a tele-MD program where you can talk to an MD, and that MD, if you need hydroxychloroquine, even for prevention, and it's okay for you, they can prescribe it. And the medications can be sent to you by a pharmacy that can fulfill them legally. But there's no reason to block hydroxychloroquine unless the deep state knows the COVID-20 is coming. And what the doctors are telling me, and just listen to them on my website, you don't have hydroxychloroquine and zinc as a preventative, this new disease coming could very well make you very sick, or it's going to be an AIDS attack combined with a SARS attack, and it's going to kill even healthy people.
We also have this issue with the economy, which is also very sick now because of all these policies, and particularly here in Washington State, where our governor, again, is completely off the rails. What are we going to expect here coming? It looks like it's almost stagflation, where you have hyperinflation on daily goods and some of the assets that are going to be dumped by all the businesses going out and going under, is going to depreciate. But I want your take on it. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, we've already, this is Soros's dream world. We spent, $3 trillion we didn't have. We printed the money in order to try to keep people who were losing jobs. We have 45 million people who lost jobs. And the Democratic governors in New York and New Jersey, where I am, don't look like they're ready to start the economy. And with Antifa and Black Lives Matters in the cities protesting, how are you going to open the cities? How are you going to start business as normal? And then the social distancing, which I'm not convinced. I think it's our natural immunities that provide our defenses here, and something like hydroxychloroquine and zinc, the doctors are saying, prevent ourselves from replicating the virus. These are the kinds of measures we've got to take. And social distancing, I mean, we weren't born in little biohazard suits. And then we're not going to survive in little biohazard suits. And the problem is that, sure, people are sick and coughing and sneezing. Those people need to be isolated, but you don't put the healthy in quarantine. That's ridiculous. And, so I think I've been telling people, and again, CorsiNation.com, I've been having Swiss America. I'm telling people you need to have some silver and some gold. There's this offer, again, Walking Liberty half dollars being sold in that offer about $10 a piece. I mean, I'm wanting people to get a hold of, take in Italy. I first went to Italy with my family and my young daughter. This goes back a long time. She said, "Well, Dad, I've got 100,000 lira here. Am I wealthy? Did I suddenly get rich?" I said, "Well, no. Take the last three zeros and forget about it. You've got about $100 there. So look at the $10 in your bill, in your wallet. Add three zeros. It's going to take $10,000 to buy what that $10 used to buy. That's what happens in a hyperinflation. And then the people who are pensioners, everybody loses the value. I'm going to start arguing we need to get back to a gold standard. We need to introduce some special currencies here. This is a dramatic reengineering of our entire society. And it's not going to go back the same. They don't want it to go back the same. The left has decided that if President Trump gets reelected, he will do permanent damages to this Marxist-Communist agenda. And they were so close to winning. If Hillary only got in, they could taste it. They would have perfected and we would have been communist already. And so now they're going in the streets to win it, and that's an old technique of using violence in order to produce social change, and we're experiencing it. It's, we're headed back into the Maoist Red Guard, back in the streets, the Cultural Revolution. We're going through a cultural revolution right now, tearing down statues, destroying our history, political correct. Everybody has to take, even FBI taking knee to Black Lives Matter. It's a Maoist organization funded by Soros.
And China's tie, just dovetailing to that, I mean, this is perfect for China right now, that the United States is being weakened by internal strife, and now China's pushing the boundaries in other areas that are strategically important to them, like Kashmir.
Well, I'm saying the final act of this, if Trump does manage to survive through to an election, I mean, the end game is China will go to war with the United States. So Donald Trump will be faced with a war, with a military that's in mutiny. I mean, you know, the problem is China is going to say, after the damage Donald Trump has done, breaking up, you know, China is abusing its currency and using all of its trade, getting us to outsource. China used the World Trade Organization in order to benefit itself, not to engage in world trade, steal our technology, and Donald Trump's putting an end to it. So China's got a fragile economy. By the end of this year, they won't be able to feed their people, and China's likely to have an internal revolt, and the Chinese government, to hold power, would rather just go to war with the United States. I mean, we're into a kind of end game here. It's like the deep state, the Soros factions, the communist, Marxist, Maoist, they're in poker terms, they're all in. They put all their chips in now. This is the play they want to play, and they're going to play this one to win, because there is not another play for them after this if Donald Trump gets reelected.
That's exactly right. In the last couple minutes that we have left, if you could plug your website, and you know, for folks that want to learn more, where can they go?
CourseyNation.com. I've got all my books are there. These new ebooks. I've got an ebook on COVID-20. You can download it, read it today, and especially this plan to remove President Trump from the presidency, plan to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. Donald Trump considered it important enough to read, and I think everyone out there had better take a look at it.
I think so, too. You know, the time is running short. You know, when you have SoundCloud rapper warlords taking over portions of major cities in the United States, and it's the coordination, I think, is what a lot of Americans just find it hard to believe, that there are elected officials that are allowing this to happen. There are military officers that are allowing this stuff to happen, and it's by intent. In the last minute we have, what would you say to those folks that just can't believe that this is true?
Well, open your eyes and realize that the vested interests, the money in Washington, D.C., the politicians who get wealthy, the military looking to retire and military contractor companies, Lockheed Martins of the world, all the revolving door in Washington, the politicians who are pressing this leftist social agenda. Look at the governors, the Democratic governors. And exploiting blacks. I mean, Democrats have held power in this country in the last 40 years, mostly Democratic in Congress. What have they done for the African Americans? Trump was right. What do African Americans have to lose voting for Donald Trump? He was getting jobs. They hate the idea of America first. They're globalists. On a one-world currency. They want to destroy America. They hate the Constitution. And they want to put into place this pagan, bizarre agenda of cultural values that the average American, and then be politically correct where they shame you or ruin your career. I had YouTube take down another video today. I'm putting it up in Corsi Nation. It's up in Corsi Nation right now. But again, we're being censored. Donald Trump was removed, part of his whole campaign message, removed from Facebook today. Silicon Valley is in cahoots with us, and they're determined not to let Donald Trump win, or their monopoly on social media will be broken. But if they win, good luck, because Antifa will be the police, Antifa will be the fire department, and when you call the police or fire department, they'll come around and make sure your house burns down.
And we've seen this in so many other countries around the world, and here it is now in America. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. Blessings to you. Keep up the fight. Thank you for waking up literally tens of thousands, millions of Americans with all the things that you've been doing over the last decade and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you. Great pleasure. God bless you all. And in the end, God does always win. Let's just keep working and praying to that objective that we can save the Constitution of the United States of America.
Amen. Amen. All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi, he's an author, and if you get a chance, go to CorsiNation.com. CorsiNation.com. He's the author of Coup d'etat, Exposing the Deep State Treason and the Plan to Reelect President Trump, just recently published, and he's got a new ebook up, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. It's ebook only right now, getting into some of the details of what and who are behind this, and kind of the timeline, too, that we're on, and it's a short timeline. One of you out there that are listening heard him say that we should be doing rallies behind the president. I agree. So I know that somebody out there right now is thinking we should start planning something like that, and I agree. So if you are that person that has that on your heart right now, contact me via Facebook Messenger or email, but Facebook Messenger is probably the quickest way. And let's talk about that. We do. We need to stand behind our president right now, especially when these Marxists and deep staters are continuing not just to undermine him, but now they're openly violating the law and their oaths, too, by the way. And the whole purpose is to try to bring this country down and be a designated defeat mechanism for the Marxists and the Islamists. So it's time for us to stand up. If they're not, if the leaders aren't going to, if the military brass isn't going to, we the people will stand up because we are always the last check and balance in the system. And it's our responsibility to carry freedom to the next generation. This is Matt Shea. Thank you so much for listening. This is a great opportunity for us to live and walk out the greatest generation.